You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another awesome episode of Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. Are you ready to do it the easy way? I am, because it's going to be an awesome show. I'm your host, and I'm crazy, and if you haven't heard me before, then prepare your ears, because it's a great show, it's fun, and I really don't care what I say. I say what I say, and I love what I say, and most people agree with me, or they don't. I really don't care. Anyway, we got an awesome show today. We got two special guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a celebrity stuntman, and I'm proud to call him a friend. His name's Sammy Maloof. He has a charity called Winning at the Race of Life. I met him at the StubHub Center, honoring our heroes at the veteran situation. And, you know, he's just really great person. I got a chance to hang out with him at his car shop and just kind of, you know, get involved with what he's got going on. And he's going to be involved in our Scent Expo, Scent Easy Way. He's going to have his cars there and his trailers and his whole group and crew. And he's been tweeting it out. So I appreciate you, Sammy Maloof, for supporting that. And then we got an awesome special guest. We got John and Chelsea Hill from Walk and Roll Foundation. They actually perform in wheelchairs. They're like a pop group, and some of the people involved in Walk and Roll has been on Push Girls on TV, and they go all over to schools, and they do a bunch of really cool stuff. So, yeah, it's been an amazing week. We got today we're going to be going to American Chinese CEO Society, and I'll be talking to some business professionals. They help connect the Chinese money to the U.S. businesses. How cool is that? And we are involved with them. Shout out to Robertson, the president, with that. And, you know, we're just pumping away, man, at this awesome event. We got the Ascent Expo coming up. Ascent Expo, Ascent Easy Way. We have our own section, 11,000 square feet. We might have to be expanding that at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And stay tuned, because we're going to have Sammy Maloof coming on pretty soon, and he'll be telling you guys how you can win a Shelby Cobra car by donating to the winning at the Race of Life. You could potentially win a Shelby Cobra car. If you don't know about it, just go to Facebook and search Ascent the Easy Way. Ascent the Easy Way, and it's an invite page that we put out. We got over 130 people that are confirming to get on so far. It's going to be just so much fun. So you're listening to Easy Talk Live, and remember, we are syndicated to Genesis Radio Birmingham, FM radio in the UK, Soul Central Magazine, Soul Central TV. Shout outs to Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Fan TV Global Networks, Avant Garde Magazine, Music That Pays Magazine, all of our supporters, and we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric E.Z. Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit ascentexpo.com. That's ASCENTexpo.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business?
Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, and we're back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live, powered by Easy Way Broadcasting, WTV Networks, on Blog Talk Radio. We are a podcast radio show. We do every Thursday at 10:30 a.m., and you can listen to us live, or you can go to our application. You can download our app, my app at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on your available Apple Store or Android phone, your Google Play Store. And we give you guys updates on entertainment news and what's happening the easy way, and we giveaways, and we do mentor shadowing programs that connect you to really cool situations. And, you know, we're always moving. We got hundreds of thousands of people that follow the whole Easy Way movement. And remember, hashtag, the number sign, hashtag, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, hashtag Easy Way. We have Easy Way UK. We'll be starting Easy Way China soon. And, yes, if you heard of Easy Way, and it's not – if you heard of Easy Way, it's probably us. So, awesome. So, little news. I'm always popping on TMZ and seeing what's going on. Vince Vaughn opens up what it was really like to date Jennifer Aniston. That sounds kind of cool. So, you can check out TMZ.com. Kim Kardashian, my baby's fab in tiny fur. Suck it, protesters. There's some cool stuff on there. I don't want to go through and read everything, but I'll read a little bit of this. There's actually a car, it looks like a car accident that happened, and it was a car crash. Photos could be created problems for Jenner, Bruce Jenner. The photographers taken immediately before Bruce Jenner accident was triggered a new theory that the Lexus may not have hit the Prius in front of her and that he may have stuck both cars. We have 9 photos taken by an independent photographer, not TMZ. The key to the sequence is determining if the Lexus Bruce stuck had first hit the Prius in front of her. If the Lexus driver was following too closely and stuck the Prius before Bruce would just be a part of the chain reaction, and prosecution would be unlikely. So you can actually go there. So there was basically an accident, car accident with Bruce Jenner. And it's just some celebrity news, some celebrity stuff, if you want to check it out, TMZ.com. So we're rocking and rolling the easy way. That's how we do it, guys. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break because we're going to have our special guest coming on here soon, Sammy Maloof. Sammy Maloof, if you don't know about him. Follow him, SammyMaloof, founder of Winning at the Race of Life, really, really good guy, stunt car driver. He's known for Fast and Furious and many other situations. If you don't know, now you know. Keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and please tell your friends. Do me a favor. If you like the show, if you think it's cool at all, if you want to connect with some people, whatever, you know, just tell your friends, and let's keep the Easy Way movement going. Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks. I'm your host, Eric Zuli. We'll be right back.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zuli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, that's an old commercial. Not every Friday. It's actually Thursday at 10:30 a.m. now, and we're going to go to our wonderful sponsor, Havana Watches. And before we do that, we're going to shout out Networker on Wheels. Check out networkeronwheels.com. They are an amazing organization, networkeronwheels.com. And if you guys seen that amazing watch that I wear all the time, here's a little bit of information on it. Shout out to our sponsor, Havana Watches.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, Tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys. Sammy Maloof is a Hollywood stuntman appearing in numerous TV shows, commercials, music videos, and major motion pictures, including Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, and Fast and Furious. Too Fast, Too Fear, and all that wonderful stuff. Tokyo Drift, he's the man. He is also a husband, father of three girls, author, motivational speaker, and the owner of a thriving race car shop. Sammy's passion is to exercise the gift of the talents God has given him to bring people to the point where they can believe in the champions within themselves, teaching everyone that one of the most powerful relations in the life in their willingness to become through the mentorship of the nonprofit Winning at the Race of Life. Sammy and his team are they're always alongside him from 1967. They have a Camaro and I totally messed your bio up, Sammy. I apologize. Sammy and his team bring along his 1967 Camaro and put on outreach events across the country, giving children and young-hearted adults the amazing experience of riding in a real Hollywood stunt car. His outreach events are life-changing, especially for teams who are at the critical time in their lives and in need of answers and direction. Sammy is currently in development of his own reality TV show and gives God all the glory. And I know some stuff you guys don't know. I know some. It's awesome. All right, welcome to the show, Sammy Maloof.
Hey, now, how's it going, everybody out there? How's it going, brothers? What are you doing, Eric?
What's up, Sammy? Come on, man. I'm just having it in front of my show, and I mangled your bio there. I need to calm down on my coffee a little bit, I think. But hey, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you for having me. You couldn't hurt my bio. You couldn't mangle anything. I mean, you're an absolute gift from God to so many people. You know. And also, I got you on the phone here for a second. Please tell your father I said hello. What a beautiful individual he is, and both you guys are helping so many people in the behind the scenes, you know, that others don't even know or see. But I do, and I just know just a small amount of what you're doing. And thank you, Eric, for never getting weary and never quitting and always believing the best in the people out there. And that means a whole lot to me.
Oh, thank you, Sammy. I really appreciate it. That means a whole lot to me that you recognize the differences that me and my dad are trying to make in the team and the brand. And, you know, it was a pleasure meeting you at the StubHub Center supporting the veterans, Watering Seeds. Domino's was involved, and it was an amazing event. You actually had your Shelby Cobra car outside that you were getting people to get the chance to get that. There's tons of celebrities. But, I mean, you just had a – you had a spiritual aura to you, man. I mean, you had a godly presence. You demanded presence, and you know, I just had to get to know you more. And so now here we are. You're on the radio show. My fans are listening. People in the UK, China, New York, Vegas, all over the place. You know, let's get to know you a little bit, Sammy. Who is Sammy Maloof?
You know what? I'm just a normal guy that realizes that he's got a special Heavenly Father, and that realize this. And this is one thing I'm going to tell all your fans, actually they're all our brothers and sisters, one thing they got to realize in life, the differences in seasons in life is who likes you. You don't need a ton of people liking you, you need one person liking you. And I've learned that access is a gift. Everything we're craving in life, Eric, is on the side of a person. People are golden gates to our future. And I've learned that respect will get us with our gifts, our talents, and our diplomas can't. So I've learned to respect and honor individuals because you don't know who you're talking to. And like I said, you know, one day a favor, it's worth a lifetime of labor. One recommendation from an individual that you may think is just a nobody can take you from where you are to where you need to be, or you may have the opportunity to be a great blessing to that person. So don't ever look at color or nationality because God doesn't. Just look at individuals as how you can be a blessing to them and watch the doors open.
No, definitely, man. And I appreciate that you appreciate that. And thank you, guys. Thank you, the crowd. The crowd is listening. Woohoo! And guys, we got some treats. You know, I actually have some. Would you agree, Sammy? I have some footage. I have some stuff that not a lot of people have. I mean, you and I were just in a stunt car together, Well, you're doing your thing around live human beings. You're doing your stunt racing and your donuts and your drifting. And we talked about it on the red carpet. I know a lot of my fans saw that video where we're saying that you and I are going to get a stunt car together. And I had a bunch of my fans tweet me. They're like, are you really going to do it? Are you really going to do it? Well, we did it, man. We did it. We were just at your car shop and we did it and we did it for a great cause. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, it actually happening.
Yeah, it did actually happen, you know, and Eric showed up and, you know, the great thing about it was he didn't do it privately. He brought his whole entourage with him and said, listen, if you don't think I'm going to do it, just put your cameras on because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in a car with this guy and we're going to put some people in the street and we're going to go around them. And lo and behold, he got in. He didn't say one word. I seen a couple beads of sweat on his forehead. Maybe that wasn't sweat. It was hot outside. You know, he wasn't worried about anything. But he had a good time in the car. And the next step is this. I'm going to train Eric to do it. That's going to be the next step.
I'm looking forward to that, man. I had no sweat whatsoever. That was the water I splashed on my face because it was hot. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so we talked about you have a mentorship program. You have a nonprofit called Winning at the Race of Life. And we talked about, you know, trying to get some donations in, you can train me. I can train. How about this? I think this would be a lot of fun. I mean, you're a motivational speaker and you know how to speak in front of people, but I think we should come up with some obstacles in the hosting world, and I'll train you in hosting. You train me in stunt car driving, and we'll have people donate and see, you know, who can top who or some, I don't know. Well, we gotta come up with that idea.
I think it's a good idea. You know, I realized in my 20s, when I got, you know, when God sort of reached down in the cesspool of this world and pulled me out of this pit, I realized that, you know, it's never what we have in common that makes people good. It's our differences that we can galvanize together for the one common goal. That's the part that we really need to recognize and realize that, you know, our similarities, you don't grow from similarities. Maybe you like racing, I like racing, and you like shooting pool, and I like shooting pool, and you like going to the beach and riding your bike, and I like going to, okay, that's our similarities, but you know what, Eric, we don't grow from them. We grow from our differences, and it takes people with real guts inside of them to face the individuals who have differences and not run away like cowards. Cowards run away. Cowards make excuses. Cowards talk trash behind people's back. We're not that individual, man. You got to start believing the best in the people and realizing that you can grow from another individual. It's how you look at it. Your victories are won or lost in the thought process of your mind. Look, we can never have good relationships if we have bad thoughts. You can't have a victorious life if you have defeated thoughts. I can believe in an individual, but if they don't believe in themselves and they don't put a value on them, there's going to be a challenge for me to help them. So I've got to take the inner person and re-change it a little bit by putting different information in them. Because otherwise, if they don't change something today or do something different today, tomorrow is exactly like today. In that respect, they have no future, just one long today. So to go someplace they haven't gone before, they're going to have to be willing to do something they haven't done before. And the key word there is willing. The willingness to become is the greatest thing. The willingness to become. Otherwise, you could never become.
I agree 100%, man. You are such a good speaker. And what do you think happened in your life that got you to be such a good speaker and so wise in your conversations? I mean, you really make a lot of sense. I mean, did you go to like speaking class or did you? Is this a natural thing?
Let me explain something to you. I went to college for 2 weeks. I listened to a teacher tell me I'm going to make 100 grand a year when he was only making 36. It didn't compute. I made more in 1 month in arm wrestling and street racing than that man did all year, but he's going to tell me how to make 100 grand? No. I learned what I learned from the wisdom from the Word of God. The Word of God has trained me how to speak. Luke 12:12, Matthew 10:19-20, John 14:26, and 1 John. It talks about that. The Bible says the wisdom of God is his word. The Bible says in the very moment, Luke 12:12, don't ever meditate or mutter on what you shall say, because in that very moment, I will tell you what to say. You know, this stuff comes from the word. I'm just speaking word without putting the scripture there. You know, so that's it works 100% of the time.
I love it. And you know, I want to point out how powerful you are with God, and I'm going to bring out some things that I know of, and if I'm going a little bit too far, Sammy, please stop me. But I was in your office, and I mean, this was shocking to me. It really was. So I mean, you know, seeing is believing, and I've heard, you know, that you know, there's demons, and there's this, and there's that, and there's Satan, and whatever. But you actually have proof. You actually have footage. You actually have pictures. You have a story that you shared with me. I really want you to share on my show about the young lady that you helped, which has actually been on set with you now. She cut her legs up, and you know, the gentleman that you pushed the demons. I want you to get deep, man. Would you mind sharing that with my fans? What you shared with me when I was in your car shop?
Yep, I will share with your fans 100%. And first of all, I honestly, God, want to commend you, Eric, for being a man's man. And, you know, not being so concerned about the flack you're going to get, not being so concerned about you probably will get some footage or some coverage that you don't really want to hear about. Who cares? You know what? You love people too much to leave them where they're at. People love them where they're at. And there's an individual like you and your father who walks in somebody's life to love people too much to leave them where they're at. So they get a little bit deeper. They get involved in people's business. Well, Eric, you're 100% right. Look, they go to doctors to try to get a lot of these issues fixed. And you know what? They're not physical issues, even though they manifest in a physical body. They're spiritual problems. Anger, bitterness, resentment, fear, doubt, unbelief, division, self-hatred, depression, oppression, suicidal thoughts and suicidal behavior, nicotine, alcohol. It's spiritual issues. It manifests in a physical body, but it's a spiritual problem. How do I know? I've lived it for 27 years doing deliverances on individuals who've been to psychiatrists, shrinks, hypnotists, doctors, therapists, counselors, self-help programs, from AA all the way across to DA, and guess what, man? It doesn't work. They come to me, and they wind up getting delivered, not because of me. We're only as good as our lack of knowledge, man. You're only as good. It's not what you know. It's what you don't know. So people try to go to a doctor, then they take a pill. They take some kind of liquid, or they take a shot, or they'll get into to counseling. Costs them all kinds of money, but the recourse from the medication always does more damage to them psychologically, in promoting these demons that are in them than anything else, because it solidifies it. Well, God has showed me 20-some years ago that he's no respecter of persons. He's created all of us in his image. It just so happens, to know our Heavenly Father, you have to fellowship with him. I can't go to an individual who knows nothing about the Word of God and ask him about God. That would be like me going to a guy down the street and ask him about your father. If I'm going to ask him about your father, I'm going to go to you. If I'm going to find out about your father, I got to go to you. If a person never fellowships with their parents, how well would they know how great their parents are? They would never know. I could tell them anything about their dad or their mom, and they'd have to believe me because they've never fellowshiped. But when you fellowship in that Bible with your Heavenly Father, and they come over there and they say, God's going to put sickness on you, or God will break your legs to teach you something, or God's doing this and God's doing that, and God's allowing this and God's allowing that, and makes God part of my problem, I get away from them. Because if I'm believing that God is part of the problem, how am I going to believe that he's the solution? If they're believing that you're a problem, Eric, they're never going to believe that you're the solution. Even though you are the solution to multitudes, it's their belief system. See? It cannot produce something that's not in somebody. Go to Ford right now and yell and scream because you can't buy a Chevrolet. They don't produce Chevrolets. They only produce Fords. So you got to go to somebody who can produce it. When I went to, you brought up that lady, I was in Florida. I was working on 5 shows. I was working on Rock of Ages, Step Up 4, Magic City, Burn Notice, and Charlie's Angels. And I got a phone call in the afternoon from this lady. And she said, listen, I need some help. And to make a long story short, I said, what can I do for you? I'm in Florida. I'm working on a show right now. I'm getting ready to crash a car. And she goes, I know. I live in Florida as well. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, and I know you're in Miami. I go, well, you think we can meet afterwards? She goes, yes. I go, well, let me give you a call about 6 o'clock. So I get done doing my stunt, and I call her, and I'm going to meet with her. So what I did was I called one of my buddies because I never met with this girl. And we went and we met at a place called Flanagan's on US 1 Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. After we get done eating, I go to leave, and I'm going to take her to back to my coordinator's place. And God says, don't go there. That's right, the Lord. He said, don't go there. So I pull over into a parking lot, which is 10:14 at night. Her birthday is 10:14, and this is the date of 10:13. So we go in the parking lot, it's dark. She gets in the car that I'm with. Next thing I know, I look at her, I start talking, and she starts, God says she's suicidal. So I go, I won't bring up her name, but I go, listen, I go, you know, Lord just told me you're suicidal. Next thing you know, she starts rising up, her face distorts, and I know that I'm dealing with a demonic force. Well, she goes, let me show you what she did on the way to see me. She pulls up her pant leg, and there's 68 slices on one leg and 72 on the other. So I start praying for it. Instantly, she starts getting ready to pull her throat out. So I grab it, and next thing I know, I do the deliverance right there. And you know what happened, Eric, that night? This young lady, who was absolutely beautiful, got completely 100% set free. When I got done with her, it was her birthday. It was 12 o'clock, and it was her birthday. Now, look, God has no respect for a person's, and knowledge isn't power, guys. If knowledge is power, why aren't the people set free? Why aren't the people who've got all these issues, why aren't they free? Because knowledge is not power, Eric. Working knowledge is power. Working knowledge. You understand that I could take a car and jump it and crash it and flip it. I've got working knowledge of how to do it. So there's a difference. And I've learned that concentrated information is confusion. They get away from the basic foundations and everything gets convoluted. So I just stick to what God says and then wait on the Holy Spirit to tell me what to do. And to me, that's worth multitudes in life. That's worth millions and millions, because what would a parent give to see their kid be set free? What would they give for it? You know, these prisons are loaded with the most talented, gifted, loving individuals that their flesh is carrying a demonic force, and people don't give them the benefit of the doubt to stop and say, let's fix the problem instead of let's band-aid it. Because they don't know what they're doing, so they don't know how to fix it. It's like if you got a connecting rod and a bearing spun, and they bring the car back and the person keeps replacing the spun bearing but not figuring out why it's spinning the bearing, you're going to go through that problem every single time.
Yeah, exactly, guys. And I'm sorry to cut you short, Sammy. I don't want to interrupt you. You're amazing. But I just wanted to point out that I saw the pictures. I've seen this myself. You know, Sammy's a very amazing individual. And we don't have a whole lot of time, unfortunately. We have to get to our next guest. But I want to point out to the fans and to everybody who's coming to the Ascent Expo that Sammy Maloof and his team will be there. He'll have his trailer, his cars, his whole shebang. And I believe that you're going to be donating a potential ability to have people win the Shelby Cobra race car, if they donate to your cause. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've got a car. We have an outreach called Winning at the Race of Life. Our mentorship is 7 days with Sammy, and what we're doing is I built a $100,000 Cobra, and now every $20 donation qualifies the individual to win the Cobra. It's not a raffle. It's a $20 donation, and they can win this car. And the bottom line is that money we use to feed children, buy them, you know, their backpacks or skateboards. We go help their parents who are getting evicted. We give them money behind the scenes so that nobody, you know, we don't boast about it. I'm just telling you right now, we help the individual, whether it's a single mother or a single father, and we help them get, you know, get through the month, and then we train them on how to manage money properly. You know, people don't know how to manage. If you can't manage $10, you'll never manage $1,000. But anyway, that's what our outreach does. It feeds children, homeless, veterans. It takes care of the people that really need to be helped.
That's amazing what you do, man. And I encourage you guys, if you don't know, if you want to know, that was a little taste. That was a small little taste of actually what Sammy will be at the Ascend Expo. We're privileged to have his time, and you can come meet him yourself. Maybe you have, you know, you have a problem, or you have you want to know something about a car or whatever. I mean, it's a privilege to meet this gentleman, not just because of his skills and his expertise and his credits, but his heart and what he can deliver and bestow upon others. And so, Sammy, it was a pleasure having you on the show. I'm sorry to cut you off, man, but you know we got to keep on time schedule. And anything else that you want to say to your friends or fans?
No, I just want to say thank you to all of them, and believe in yourself, man. The champion inside of you is the same champion inside of everybody else. You got to recognize it. I love you, Eric, and please don't give up, man. Just keep going forward. Start where you want to be, not where you're at. And I'll talk to you, brother.
Love you too, brother. I appreciate it. And guys, so that was Sammy Maloof, professional celebrity stuntman. Check him out if you don't know about him. SammyMaloof.com, winning at the Race of Life. We're promoting him like crazy on our event invite page. And so we're going to go a quick song. This is actually Illuminate from Destiny. And our next guest, as we told you guys, is Walk and Roll. And it's cool because they walk and they roll, but they actually do like wheelies on wheelchairs. And there's like 8 different, you know, performers, and they rock and they roll, but they walk and they roll. It's pretty cool. So you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric Zulli. Hope you're enjoying the show, and we'll be right back.
I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
All right, guys, and guess who else is doing it the easy way? We got our next special guest. They are the founders of Walk and Roll Foundation, and they walk and roll for sure. They go around to schools and they perform. They're actually in wheelchairs, and they pop dance and they do amazing things. And some of them are actually involved in Push Girls and TV shows, and they got an amazing story. So we got Chelsea and John on the show. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Hey, Eric. Good to be here.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, we appreciate you being here. Come on, guys. Make some noise. There it is. All right. Well, welcome to the show, guys. This is the crazy podcast show, Easy Talk Live. And we do talk the easy way, and we get live. And we love hearing people's stories. And I just thought it was I mean, I saw your video, and it was cool that you guys were kind of in sync. You did little wheelchairs and your spin tricks, and you got eight people in your group, right?
Yeah. Well, we actually have nine girls, but we have a performance team of about five that have been with us, you know, the longest and know most of the choreography and know how to, you know, really confident in their chairs and stuff. But yeah.
Okay, and this is Chelsea speaking, right?
Yes, this is Chelsea.
Cool. Hi, Chelsea. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
And I believe we got your dad or your manager, or who we got John on the line too, right?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not their manager. They're pretty well off on their own. I mostly do the speaking program.
Okay, cool. So you guys are called Walk and Roll Foundation. And what are you a foundation of?
So, well, when we started, it was we were just speaking. So my dad, I mean, how we started this, Dad, if you want to kind of explain how we started it.
Sure. You know, when something like this happens to a family, she had gotten in the car with a friend of hers that had been drinking. They were out at a party doing the typical teenage high school thing, senior year. They were out drinking. She got in the car with a friend, and hit a tree, and it paralyzed Chelsea from the belly button down. And getting that phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning and traveling 2 hours to the hospital, that whole mess and confusion and panic that's in even a parent's mind of what's going on with your kid. You know, I found out she was airlifted. So when I got to the hospital, found out that she was paralyzed, and that itself was strong enough, but to think back that she'd been a dancer since she was 3 years old, winning awards, and that was her whole life, you know, and that screeched to a halt, you know, what do we do next? Just spending time with her in the hospital and trying to grab at straws at how am I going to help her be even half the young lady she was. You know, she was 17 at the time, and, it came out of my mouth, you know, well, maybe you're meant to start a foundation. Maybe we'll put something together. She knew nothing about foundations, and I knew next to nothing. And kind of started from there once we got out. Just she hit her high school, a couple other high schools called. A lot of media was around the accident because it was five kids in a car in a kind of a small town, Monterey, California. And it just kind of snowballed, and it's been a heck of a ride ever since.
That's cool. And so I'm sorry to hear that. You know, Chelsea, you got into an accident, but hey, you're making a difference from the waist up. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, and you know, being a I was a competitive dancer since I was five, and 4 months before my accident, won Central California State Champ, and was gonna go on to nationals. And you know, 4 months later, my entire life changed. And you know, I met a few girls that we went on to do a reality show, and then realized that I could still dance. And that fire within me of dance was reignited. And a year and a half later, my dad was kind of like, you should start your own team. And I wasn't really ready, but in 2012, we pulled the trigger, and we started the Walk and Roll Dance Team, and we have nine girls now. So, you know, I don't know. It's an amazing journey that my dad and I have been on, and this team, and you know, I love it, and I'm so happy now, and it's been great.
Of course. So, and you guys will be posting a video of their dance performance and what they're like on Easy Way Broadcasting. If you want to check out and see the beautiful girl that you're listening to right now, and the handsome gentleman that you're listening to. So give us an idea of some of the differences and maybe some of the testimonials that you guys might have as far as your dance team and your foundation and getting involved with schools and stuff.
Go ahead, Charles.
So a lot of what, like, the dance part of us do is we reach out to hospitals and we do events and we teach dance classes. We teach a dance class down in Santa Monica once a month. It's usually the second weekend of each month. And we just bring out people who have any sort of different ability, whether it's, you know, they can walk and they just aren't as strong, but they want to take a dance class, or they have cerebral palsy or spina bifida or some sort of head injury, and we just get them moving and dancing. And, you know, it's just all about the flow of the music and just feeling it and just feeling free. And so we do a lot of stuff like that. And as far as the education program, Dad, if you want to touch on that, any testimonials and stuff.
Sure. You know, the biggest blessing I think we've run across is positive people along the way we've met. You know, Jerry O'Brien with Networker on Wheels introduced us to you. We're really excited about the event coming up. It's going to be, I have no doubt it's going to be wild. We've met so many people, and for the listeners, I always thought how cool it would be, how rewarding it would be to step out and do something good, help people somehow. I always had that thought, but never had the avenue, and unfortunately this avenue with Chelsea, you know, came into the picture, and we've met so many wonderful people, and then we've met people that actually enhanced our speaker team from just being distracted drivers to bullying and also gang violence. We know people in chairs that have been shot and paralyzed. They have great stories, and they're stories that really need to be told. You know, they really need to be heard by students and adults. Adults are, you know, we're just as guilty of making those choices that we shouldn't. You know, Chelsea made a choice, you know, the wrong choice, and it affected the rest of her life, but it affected a lot of other people's lives. And, you know, that type of thing, we've met so many different types of people. They may have CP, but they want to, you know, they're wonderful people. They may not be able to, some of them talk real well or move real well, but they've got a spirit within them that needs to be put out there for people to see and be comfortable around people that are different than able-bodied. So we've run across a lot of people like that. The schools we get great response from. Actually, we're doing one at Harbor High in Santa Cruz in March. That's our fourth year. We call that one the Rally for Reality. And it's a big event. And it's something that it's a passion that's caught on with Chelsea and I and many others. That, and I think you can relate too, Eric. We talked last night a little bit about your program. And it's just things that need to be put out there. And people need to be more aware of what's going on besides just the able-bodied world.
Yeah, no, definitely, and it's that's cool. That's, I mean, so you're supporting the gang. You're not supporting gang violence, but you're supporting awareness for gang violence, bullying. It sounds like. What other categories?
Distracted driving. That's what we started with, but came up with this idea that why not just we're revamping the whole foundation, because the growth has been great and positive, but we're kind of catching up and getting organized right now. It's working well, but, you know, decided that distracted driving, there's, you know, it's like we started with drunk driving, you know, making the awareness how dangerous that was. Well, texting and driving is, I think there's a higher count on that right now. So, but then there's the bullying. We've met a lot of people. They're wonderful people, but they've been bullied, picked on, or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And then gang violence. People in gangs that are now out of gangs. One guy working in town, Antonio, gang member, and now he's paralyzed.
Not to interrupt you, but that sound, you know what that sound means, guys? That sound means, is you know, our fans, everybody that listens, that sound means that we have a special guest that just popped in. We have a privilege. His name is Dot J Reporter. Sorry to interrupt you there, guest, but Dot J Reporter's in. We got to get him in. He is a 30 years in the game reporters, and every award show possible. His whole family is involved in cities and politics, and they run tons of stuff. And I'm going to bring him in to have him co-host with me. Dot J Reporter, what's up, man? Glad you can join us.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? I heard somebody mention the word Santa Cruz, or the phrase Santa Cruz. That's home, sweet home. What's going on in Santa Cruz?
Great. Great.
Yes, you know what? I've been listening for a little bit, and he did mention drunk driving, obviously, and he mentioned texting and driving. I think texting and driving is a big one. Another one is falling asleep behind the wheel. Fatigue is a major contributor to automobile accidents, too.
Yeah, I totally agree.
What I wanted to ask is, you know, when a song comes on the radio and someone likes music, they immediately start, something inside of them starts moving. I'm assuming that rhythm is in your daughter, and that when music comes on, it just starts to move her. It's healing, And I guess my question would be, how much is music a driving force behind what you guys do?
I think that's a good one for Chelsea.
Yeah, I really think that, I mean, being a dancer my entire life before I was paralyzed in a wheelchair, you know, dance was the way that I expressed myself when I was sad, when I was happy, when I was excited. It was something that, like, I did everywhere. I was very outgoing. I was always running around, jumping and dancing. And then, you know, being quote-unquote confined to a wheelchair, I don't really feel like I am, because I still have that passion and I still have that drive to be able to express myself through movement of dance and music, whether I'm sad, happy, or excited, just like I would be when I was walking. And I really think that music has a lot to do with my mental state of mind, too, because, you know, losing feeling in half of your body and still having that passion of dance, I feel like the only thing that really keeps me alive is music.
There you go. I think a lot of people feel that way. Another thing I wanted to ask is, when you do your performances on stage, do you ever have dancers, regular dancers, performing with you? The reason why I ask that before you answer that question, the reason why I ask you that is because when Britney Spears tore a ligament in her knee, I watched her do a performance in which she couldn't move around. So she had to stand there and flail her arms and do the upper part of her body while the dancers moved around. I also saw a performance, and your dad might remember this, it wasn't too long ago, that Michael Jackson had a knee injury. He performed on, I believe it was the NAACP Awards, and he had to sit in a chair. And you know how Michael Jackson dances. He had to sit in a king's chair and do his entire routine from that chair. And he had the dancers around him, and we had never seen anything like that before. It was amazing. And now I can ask my question, do you guys, or have you thought about doing routines in which dancers are actually on the stage with you?
Yes, that is actually our whole mission. So I was on a wheelchair dance team and then stopped that dance team and actually went on to an able-bodied team where I was the only person in a wheelchair. And I saw that I can still learn the same moves as people who are walking. So I got together with these girls who came up to me and was like, we want to dance. And our mission now is to incorporate able bodies like yourselves into our routine. So we can't do it every single time, but a huge part of us is incorporating the two worlds, because our mission with our dance program is to show that dance is dance, whether you're walking or you're rolling. So
I love it, Chelsea. So in a sense, you're very inspiring to a lot of paralyzed or disabled, you know, people. And you know, maybe some people out there that might be listening or might be listening on the archive or wherever you guys are listening from. They might be listening to this right now and thinking, like, you know, maybe they might be a little depressed, but then listening to this show and listening to you, that you're dancing. I mean, do you play basketball? What else do you do in a wheelchair? I'm curious.
Well, I've been surfing probably like 5 times.
Surfing?
I go
What do you mean surfing? You're on a wheelchair and on a surfboard, or you how does that work?
Well, actually, they lift you and they put you on the surfboard, and there's a program called Life Rolls On, and it's national now. They get people who have any sort of disability out in the water with hundreds of volunteers. There's different teams, and you ride the waves in, laying down on the board or sitting on the board, and if you can't do it by yourself, then someone's on the back of the board with you. So they really adapt it, and honestly, it's one of the best feelings next to dancing for myself, just being free, flowing through the water and not being in my chair. I've also done basketball. I've been mono skiing. I've played wheelchair rugby, which is one of my favorite sports. I've done everything.
Wow.
I love it.
I don't understand what it is. I mean, I commend all you guys, but I have a friend that actually is a pretty close friend of ours. He's actually the co-founder of E! Entertainment's son. And he had brain cancer when he was little, and he ended up surviving it. He ended up beating it. Shows you, you know, what thinking positive does. But so he ended up beating it. And you're in a wheelchair and you play rugby. He just had brain cancer and he's playing one of the worst sports you could possibly play, which is lacrosse, where you bang your heads together.
Oh my gosh.
I don't understand what I mean. I, like I said, I commend you for doing what you want to do, but man.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to address the able-bodied, you know, the regular dancer, able-bodied dancers with the wheelchairs. Because Chelsea, you guys, there's been others that have done that already. Actually, last year on World of Dance in L.A., they performed with, I think it was five able-bodied with them, and going to do that again this year. But actually, yeah, our first performance that they did was with quite a few able-bodied mixed in with them. It was spectacular.
Oh, that's cool. Well, and we want to say shout out to Networker on Wheels and Jerry O'Brien for bringing this to the table, and we're proud to have him as a sponsor. Again, guys, check out networkeronwheels.com. And man, World of Dance. Woo! I love WOD. World of Dance. I work with the World Dance Awards. I work closely with the World Dance Awards, but I've never heard about the World of Dance until I ended up meeting Fiction from World of Dance, and he also won So You Think You Can Dance. He was one of the top dancers. I met him on set with the Ochoa Boys, and I heard the World of Dance. I'm like, are you talking about the World Dance Awards? And then I finally saw it, and oh my gosh, is there some talent on there? So that's good to know that they're also supporting the disability, dancers.
Yeah,
I believe
actually,
they were the first ones, weren't you, Chelsea?
Yeah, and actually, you did the World of Dance Awards.
The World Dance Awards. The World Dance Awards is a pretty big organization. Alan, shout out to Alan and Carrie, the founders. We've been sponsors for them for about 2 years now, and we'll be doing it again this year.
That's amazing because when we performed last year in April, and it was the first time that they've ever had wheelchair dancers on stage. And I actually sent you guys a link to that performance. And what was really cool is since it was the first time, the audience didn't know that we were all in chairs. So we had a black drape over us and our wheelchairs. There was five of us four of us. And they just took off the black sheet and everyone literally looked at us like, whoa, is this real right now? And it was just such an amazing experience to be able to perform in front of, you know, thousands of able-bodied, incredible dancers and show them that, you know, we're dancers too, yet we're in a wheelchair, but we still have the same passion. And they were just so blown away. People were literally in awe of having wheelchair dancers on World of Dance. And we're actually doing the San Diego one this year as well in November.
Ooh, do it at the Ascent Expo. Do it at Ascent Easy Way. Do that. Exactly what you just said. Do it.
Wait. Do it. I'm sorry, say what?
The Ascent Expo coming up. You guys will be performing at the Ascent Expo, the Ascent Easy Way section. I said, do that, what you just said. Do that. Do it.
Oh,
no saying no.
Do it? Okay.
That would be so cool. I love that idea. That's awesome. And also, guys, I want to point out that this is actually going to be an official launch of Networker on Wheels and their company, which is pretty amazing. What they do, I really looked into it. Jerry's an amazing individual, and you know, I'd love for you guys to give a little testimonial on how you guys know Jerry and what you think of his organization.
We'd love to. Go ahead, Jeff. I'll follow up with.
Okay. I met Jerry at a few events, and him and I got to talking just about some people that were newly injured and, you know, how could I help them and who could I get them in touch with? And he was explaining to me, like, what he does. And so that's how I kind of met him and then got him involved with my dad. Or I don't know if my dad met him before, but this, you know, different abled community is so small but yet so big. And everyone kind of knows everyone. So we've actually been working with Jerry. He's been sending us different events and stuff like that. And he is truly amazing. And he's such a kind person and has such a big heart and just wants to really educate people on what the differently abled community needs and what we don't need and, you know, just breaking down those barriers that, you know, we're all striving to do. So he's truly incredible.
Yeah, Jerry's passion is really something that's infectious. And when I met him through Chelsea, I'd met him, I think, through Facebook, had a couple comments. But when I sat down and met him, he's just another one of many people we've met in the community, the disabled community, that, I mean, he comes from the heart. He wants to help everybody he can. He really gets himself out there, but he's genuine, and he's the go-to guy. To be honest with you, he's the go-to guy, if, you know, for networking, and that's how we met you, Eric. You know, that's a blessing in itself. We, you know, it's going to be great, you know, meeting you in person at the end of the month at your event. That's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's more of a privilege to meet you guys. And, you know, since you guys seem to be really into dance, I want to definitely have you guys stay on if you have the time, because we have a special treat that we do on the show. I'm actually texting him right now. He'll be calling in pretty soon. We have a segment on the show called Turbo Time. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the movie Breaking 1 and Breaking 2. You know, the famous Turbo, he's very famous for being with Michael Jackson, Paula Abdul, Jimi Hendrix. He's famous for his broom dance. I mean, he's been inducted in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. He's actually taught Michael Jackson freestyling dancing. It goes on and on and on. But we'll have him on pretty soon. And you know, we have something happening with Networker on Wheels. We've got to talk to Jerry about this, obviously, but we're going to be helping him with his commercial. I told Jerry he needs to make a television commercial. Okay.
Sure.
And I'd love to talk to you guys being a part of that. You know, we're gonna have a shoot. We're gonna have a whole setup for that, and maybe we can get some fans that are disabled to submit and get a chance to be in the commercial or something. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of brainstorming here, but
yeah, that would be no problem.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you guys agree with it. So, all right. Well, I hope you guys stay on the show with us. Again, guys, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcast, empowered by WTV Networks. We have our special guest Dante, Dante Reporter, who's been on all the award shows, and he's a top level, not top nuts reporter. He's also the vice president of my company. And we have the wonderful Chelsea and John with Walk and Roll. Walk and Roll Foundation.
Yeah.
Ah, woo, there we go. Walk and Roll Foundation, and it's amazing what they do. Chelsea is a dancer, and she's in a wheelchair. How cool is that? But speaking of dance, we got my man Turbo with Turbo Boogaloo Shrimp. He's a world-renowned dancer. You're going to hear a lot more about him. And thank you to our syndication sponsors, Genesis Radio, Soul Central Magazine, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Music That Pays Magazine, Avant Garde Magazine. It goes on and on. We're doing it the easy way. It's time for Turbo Time. Here we go.
Easy Way, Easy Way, Easy Way. Are you guys ready for the new Easy Way Broadcasting segment, Turbo Time, with your host, the star of Breaking 1 and Breaking 2, Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers?
All right, guys, Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers, what's up, brother? Man, I got to give you the proper introduction. I got to give you the love that you deserve. I got to let everybody know who Mr. Boogaloo Shrimp really is. He has danced and worked with Michael Jackson, Paula Abdul, Opposite Attracts, Michael Flattery, Lord of Dance, and he's actually worked with Jimi Hendrix, Museum in Seattle. He's a signature dance stylist, Liquid Animation. He's very famous for that. His fan base is in Japan, Korea, China, all over the world. He's danced with the Jabberwockies. His friends, Step Up. It goes on and on. Breaking. It goes on and on. We got Michael Boogaloo Shrimp on Easy Talk Live. What's up?
Brownsville. Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Hey, big shout out to Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas and Will I Am, especially Will I Am. Thank you so much, Will I Am, if you're listening or any of his constituents. I really appreciate the shout out in the song Forever by Wolfgang Garner. Will I Am said, I'm that Boogaloo Shrimp. The minute he said Boogaloo Shrimp, he helped my brand. So thank you so much, Will I Am. Big shout out to Jordan Knight. The New Kids on the Block are going to be performing in Orange County at the Honda Center real soon. And I got to give a shout out to Jordan. I met Jordan on the set a few years ago with the Pussycat Dolls and Will I Am. And I was very surprised because I'm at a different age, but the New Kids on the Block, they used to be B-Boys. I found out that in Boston, before they got their record deal, they were breakdancers. And so I was invited to the concert, I saw Jordan and Danny. They just started, like, they went into this pop locking breakdown thing, and I was backstage, and I said, Jordan, I said, bro, you're a really good dancer. He's all, in his voice, all, well, he goes, I'm not you, but big shout out to Jordan Knight, and hopefully we can get them to do something with us. Maybe they'll call in or whatever. I know that Lionel Richie just, he was in town, but he went to Europe. But the thing is, I definitely want to reach out to the New Kids on the Block and Will I Am and see if we could do something. Eric, I just ran into AJ from the Backstreet Boys. You know,
nice.
Everybody! And the thing is, those guys, you know what? You know, Eric, between you and I, just like the Achora Boys, I mean, I like Justin Timberlake. I like all the people that people wouldn't expect that I would be into. I like Lady Gaga. I like Justin Bieber's dance moves. I don't, you know, I'm the kind of guy, I don't get involved in the controversy. I look at the artistry. Right now, I would love to see that idea that we conceived where we have all the celebrities, actors, and singers in one place, on one stage, battling each other. I'm saying J-Lo against, you be the referee, and J-Lo would be like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, the first round. J-Lo's like,
I'd be the,
you know,
host, man. Get it right. I ain't no referee. I'd be the host of the dang thing. Okay, go ahead.
No. Excuse my play on words, but you know what I mean. The thing is, you'll be the guy that says, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this event. We got on this stage Britney Spears. And Britney Spears, you know, she's getting rubbed down, you know, getting her hair and makeup. J-Lo's on the other end, okay? Mike Tyson's going, you know, this is ludicrous. I'm like this. And you go. And J-Lo comes out, does her best improv. And Britney's like, Britney, bitch, boom, boom. We're walking into that. That would be some shit. And then the second round, Kid and Play doing their routine against MC Hammer and his crew. Can't touch it. Boom, 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 boom. Dude, and then, dude, I want to see Ice-T, Ice Cube, rapping off the top of their head to see who the best rapper is. Squash this East Coast, West Coast thing, you know, or Ice-T and Ice Cube against Grandmaster Flash and Belly Mel.
That's a good one. I want everybody that's listening to tweet us at Easy Way Broadcast or Michael Boogaloo, I'm sorry, Boogaloo Shrimp _, and let us know. When we're saying what we're saying, guys, we want your opinions. I'm Ice-T and Ice Cube. I love that. You know, who's the better rapper? You know, I mean, get involved with this. But by the way,
yeah, and
Shrimp.
Don't forget Vanilla Ice. I mean, look. Ice Cube, Ice-T, and Vanilla Ice. That would be like a serious winter show, because in the winter everybody goes to Aspen, Colorado. No, it would be really sick to have a winter show with Ice Cube, Ice-T, and Vanilla Ice. And you can sell ice cream in every flavor.
you got the three Ice Cateers. Okay, so Shrimp, check this out. I want to introduce you guys to some special. I want to introduce you to some special people we have on the show today. We actually have a dancer that is a, you know, she goes all over schools. She's in a group. They're a foundation called Walk and Roll. She's actually in a wheelchair, but she's a dancer. She dances in a wheelchair. I wanted to get your opinion on that, being who you are and you're a legendary dancer. And so I'm going to go ahead and introduce on the show here. We got Chelsea from Walk and Roll. She's involved with people from the Push Girls, and we got them on our show. So, Chelsea, this is my man Boogaloo Shrimp, Turbo. Boogaloo Shrimp, this is Chelsea.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, Chelsea. Tell me if you think it'd be all right. If I could just push the car tonight. I used to think that song was Hey Chelsea. So, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? It's nice to meet you,
you know,
over
what?
The phone.
I'm doing better than I did yesterday, because you know what? Every day that God Almighty grants us life is a good day. And you can't even put a price on life. So the thing is, here's a special to you. Ready, Chelsea? My mother had polio. She had polio and she lost the function of her legs. But here is the DNA of me, the anatomy of a hairless Negro. Yeah, I lost my hair, so I'm a hairless Negro. But it's okay. At least I know what I am. But here's the deal. My mom was a very exceptional person. She was a woman of faith. She believed in her Holy Father and her Savior, Jesus Christ. And the thing is, I was one of those kids, like Elvis Presley. When Elvis Presley was brought up, he was brought up as a believer, you know. He was singing the hymns and stuff. You know, he had a mansion over the hilltop in that great land. But the thing is, I saw my mom beyond her crutches. When I saw my mom, I used to just study her, analyze her. And I was like, wow, my mom takes forever to get ready. She had to put her braces on both legs. She had to put her pantyhose over the braces because she wanted to look like a diva. And then she had to dress up. And then she had this, like, little harness around her waist. But I thought it was for her abs. I was like, man, my mom works out, but she has her equipment on her. I was like, wow. It was all, like, mental. I was like, whoa. And then after she got ready, from her hallway to the living room, it was the most awesome robotics display for me. I was a kid, and I watched my mom. When she walked, it was a cross between Frankenstein and RoboCop. It was like much of an animated progression. My mom, and matter of fact, we had like one of those wood floors. So when she walked, she was like giant robot to me. Boom. Boom, boom. And when she said, Michael, get ready for school, I did not answer back. I said, yes, mother. She was like my superhero. Years later, years later, I became the master of robotics, meaning after Marcel, give it up for France, the thing is, Marcel, the French mime, he was articulating dance with his hands. Okay, so that was like the beginning of this thing called pop locking and street dancing and dubstep. Okay, then after Marcel, you know, did his stuff, we had Shields and Yarnell and the Robot of the 70s when disco was happening. When the robot dance came out, there were people who mastered that style, almost like martial arts. If you get a guy that's a taekwondo master or a karate master, like Chuck Norris or Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee. Okay, he's the mecca. To get a guy that's a master at martial arts, nobody could even stand in front of him because he's just like, the thing is, so in dance, I became the master of robotics because I was not imitating Soul Train. I was imitating Ray Harryhausen and claymation and stop motion and clacking tone. Because my mom, when she started walking, boom, boom. At that time in the 70s, on television, it was Giant Robot. So before school, I was looking at Giant Robot on television, and then in my house, I had a robotic mom. So back to you, Chelsea. I have a special place in my heart for people with special needs. Because you guys and women have such strength that I think every human with all their faculties, they need to sit back and go, you know what? What the hell am I complaining about if these people get up and they work and they do stuff and it's harder for them? You know, and
yep.
So for me, you know, God bless you and everything you're about. I don't know you, but I know you in spirit because you know what? Under the umbrella of this earth, we're all God's children, whether we believe it or not. And the thing is, some people are real pompous and arrogant because they got a Mercedes or their Prada or their thing, you know. But the thing is, with Eric in Easy Way, we pretty much like the nobles. Eric can talk to the United Kingdom. Thanks, but you know what I mean? You know, he could talk to Korea, China, Japan, konnichiwa, please, my king. The thing is, he's all across the world, but he always comes back to this universal thing, and the universal thing is we're humans, and we're all God's children. So God bless you, Chelsea. Much love to you.
Amen
to
that.
Thank you so much.
That is pretty, like, cool. Chelsea, if you don't know, now you know. I hope you rewind this show 50 million times and you tweet it out to everybody that you know and then repeat
thank
that.
You, Chelsea.
Many, many times because those are some strong words right there. And by the way, Boogaloo, so Chelsea and her group, they got nine performers that perform in sync in the wheelchair. They have a group called Walk and Roll. They'll
wow.
be performing. They'll be performing at the Ascent Expo, man. They'll be performing at Ascent the Easy Way, rocking it out.
Man, you know what? Yeah, Eric, you just like really are just killing me, but softly. You know, like a Roberta Flack song, killing me softly. You know, the thing is, my mother, to keep her sheep looking good for her man, my dad, she said, okay, you know what? I'm going to be dolled up, and I'm going to be ready for him when he comes home. That's why I was born. But look, where the hell is that? No, but look, the thing is, my mom was looking for an exercise that she could do that was, you know, user-friendly for polio. And you know what? She was surfing the cable channels, and she came up with these chair exercises. I'm telling you what. My mom, she had serious cleavage, and she's using her eyes. She couldn't use her legs, but she was. I'm like, Mom. One day I walked in the house. I'm like, Mom, what did you just do? You're breathing very heavy. She's all. She goes, down this cable television. I'm like, what? She goes, I'm tired. She had been there for hours. Pumping it up, and it was that song, pump up the jam, pump it. I'm like,
aww.
My mom was pumping it up. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor. The governor of the power of the great in Arnold, there you are. Chelsea's what you're doing, Eric, do it the easy way into now. I'm like, this. No, the governor, you know, she was watching television. She's doing exercises, and then she went to the news, and Arnold, he became the governor. You know, the power you're creating, never Germany, always Austria, knew it now. I like that. So she was getting real pumped. She wanted to be the Terminator. She was just pumping it up. And I walked in the house. I'm like, Mom, why are you breathing here? She's all, you know what? I refuse to bow down to anybody but my God. And she goes, I'm tired. I go, wow. But she had some arms, man. So those chair exercises. Be careful, but drink a lot of water. But ooh, I'm doing it now. Yeah, chair exercises are amazing.
Yeah, they definitely are. Yeah, we do a lot of like stretches and stuff. I mean, I do physical therapy to keep my body, you know, healthy and stuff. But definitely, I would say to whoever's listening out there with, you know, who is in a wheelchair or who has a different ability, that, you know, you can still work out and you can still stay fit. But, you know, being a dancer in a wheelchair now, because I don't know if Eric told you, but I was a very competitive dancer before my accident. And I feel like, you know, this dancing in a wheelchair has definitely helped me get used to, you know, being in a chair with my balance and everyday stuff. So it's definitely helped me with my everyday life as well.
Right on.
You know,
it does sound therapeutic, and for me, you know, when life gives me lemons, I make lemonade. The thing is, God gave us music and dance as a healing, like a medicinal thing. I've seen people throughout history. Let's talk about the chain gang. I mean, even people that were incarcerated back in the 1800s when they just had to, you know, I mean, or the 40s when they were incarcerated. They were laborers. I mean, just like the sheriffs over there in Phoenix, they make sure that when you're incarcerated, you work. And the thing is, you know, a lot of the people to endure their time while they're incarcerated, they used to sing, that's the song of the man, working on the chain. And the thing is, you know, with dance and music, people have risen above poverty. Soldiers in wartime, they used to just be behind the in the trenches singing stuff, you know, and the thing is, those things, they don't go away. I mean, I think a lot of people right now, the way that the country is going with the racial tension and people really looking at police officers like they're like a threat, you know, they need to really, really step back and think about, for all the LAPD, the officers, FBI, whoever, people need to think about, look, when you're in trouble and you're dying and you want to dial 911 or you can't dial it, the thing is, you got Life Alert or whatever, who are you going to call? The thing is, when you need help, who are you going to call? Why would you go against somebody that is your, like, superhero? You know, there's a few bad apples out there that have this hidden agenda, but you know what? There will always be a majority, you know, in a time of crisis. What I like about Eric and Easy Way is we're like a breath of fresh air for anybody that's tuning in worldwide on a global scale. Thanks in Wembley. The thing is, we love people who love themselves and love other people. And positive energy, you know, exacts positive energy. And for all of us, we need to, like, continue to share our stories, because there might be somebody that may be in a wheelchair, that may be a dancer, that may be needing access to the Accent Expo. I think a lot of people need to pay attention to this radio show, because it's not a sales pitch. We're inviting people to come into our love, share our good vibrations, you know. You know, I mean, it's almost like the Beach Boys, you know, good vibrations. I'm feeling those good vibrations.
All right, hey, so Turbo, I'm going to jump on really quick. We actually do have a caller, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing this name, but we have Barukaka, and I hope I didn't mispronounce your name, Barukaka from Cleveland. You're on Easy Talk Live with Eric Zulli and Boogaloo Shrimp. What's your question?
Yes, my name is Barukaka. I do not. I'm very nervous, a big fan of your show, and I'm a musician. I play guitar, I play drums, many musicians, and I'm really looking for a break. I would love if you could give me just a moment. I'd love to play and sing for you very quick to show my talent in the industry.
Where are you from, my friend?
Right now, I'm
Barukaka,
in Cleveland.
Where, is your country?
Russia.
Russia with love. Loving Russia. Good, good, good. Let me hear, Eric, let me hear what Russia has.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, you want to do something for us right now? We'd love to.
I'm very nervous, but yes, I can do a bit of Yesterday by Paul McCartney. Okay, here I go.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I have to say something. I respect you.
Yeah.
I respect you because this is 2015. And you know what? For the record, if anybody missed it, someone disrespected a rock legend, Sir Paul McCartney, at the Grammys. Paul McCartney stood up in elation. You know, he started dancing, and the camera guy or the usher said, "Hey, sit down." You know what? The thing is, we only have these people for as long as God allows us, and if they've given us such wonderful music, we need to respect them. And for you, being Russian, to respect Sir Paul McCartney from England, who's one of the greatest rock legends in my book, God bless you, because Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr.
I'm sorry, I'm not feeling too great. Oh.
Whoa! I don't. Sometimes guys, they do get nervous when being on our show, and you know, caller, if you want to, you know, call back, you're welcome to. But Darukaka, thank you so much for listening, and you know, keep doing what you're doing. And if you want to follow Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook, you can request to be a member on that group, and you'll meet some great people, and just keep doing your thing, man. Thank you so much for supporting us. This has been a fun show. As you guys see, we got people that are from Russia, Cleveland, and they call in from everywhere. We've actually had over 14 callers today, but unfortunately, we don't have enough time to answer a lot of the calls. And we will be looking for your tweets. If you want to be a part of the show, you can tweet us at Easy Way Broadcast, as well as Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Or hit me up on Instagram, ericzuley. Same thing with Twitter and Facebook. This has been a blast. Chelsea, John, thank you so much for hanging with us and staying through the whole show. And Turbo, I've had everybody hitting me up, man. We got to keep giving them teasers on, what's happening for Ascent Expo and what you got planned. And I know we've been promoting. People want to know what's going on.
I definitely do not want to bust anybody's bubble, but I'm going to whet their appetite. Here it goes. What I've been doing since the film Breaking is still working my craft. And as a dancer that has a signature style, after teaching Michael Jackson, he made his own style based on the stuff that I taught him. Michael Jackson never did me. Michael Jackson became him. And the thing is, when I gave him the tools, I was like Geppetto. He became the ultimate entertainer and soloist. So I wasn't finished. I wasn't finished after Michael. I was still transforming and on my journey as an artist. Once I did Family Matters and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, I became a liquid animated robot. So at the Accent Expo, I'm going to demonstrate my new technique, which is liquid animation. Liquid animation is the foundation of dubstep dance. You know, the dubstep, the kids, the cool kids, you know, the skater guys on YouTube doing all the tricks and stuff, and, you know, all the dance shows. My foundation... I'm gonna debut it, I'm gonna show it, you know, in real time at that expo, so that you can actually see the nucleus of where these kids are getting stuff. You know, I mean, I'm not gonna wear a suit or anything, but you'll see it in real time. So make sure you come. And I'm inviting special effects industry, the Spielbergs, the whoever, even Stan Lee, anybody that works in special effects, because I definitely want to do mocap work or. Stuff with the CGI. So come on and check it out. See a live demonstration of my morphine. Blah.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And wow, that's exciting, man. So now you guys got a little teaser, and we are going to be setting up autographs and photo ops and opportunities. And remember, Easy Way does do Easy Way Shadow Program. It's a new thing that we're starting, Easy Way Shadow Program. So if you want a chance to shadow the greats, and you want to do it the easy way, we are opening contest opportunities and situations for you to shadow the people that would love to pass, you know, to support those that support them. So, for instance, this is something we talked about last week. Guys, we had – I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but we had Adam Cook on the show, and Adam Cook – Adam Cook's represented by ICM. He's an executive producer. He's a producer. He's done over 1,000 TV shows. He's had over 100 TV shows picked up. He does film. He works with some very, very, very credible people. He's been in the industry for a very long time. And to shadow for those independent filmmakers out there and those people that are trying to do their thing, to shadow someone like him, that's incredible. Incredible. So that's that opportunity. You have someone like Turbo, who's a legendary dancer. Legendary. That's what he does. And you could potentially shadow someone like Turbo. Come down and get your opportunity. You know, all you need to do is subscribe to the application ericzuley, and it's for your Android or your iPhone. Thank you to Dante Obligation, Dante Reporter. Thank you to Chelsea and John for being on the show today. Thank you, Turbo. You're the man. Another great segment on Turbo Time. Thank you to the whole team and everybody that's rocking and rolling. A special thanks to Sophia, our operations program director, for doing this show. And a special thanks to all of you guys out there for supporting us and listening. And an extra special shout-out to Aruko, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but it takes guts, man. When you're nervous like that, you know, when you're not sure, but you still do it, you know, and just to get your stuff out there. Props to you, man. Props to you. Keep doing what you're doing, and keep doing it the easy way, guys. You're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio, the number 500 top Blog Talk Radio program on Blog Talk Radio. We're in UK, China. We're doing our thing, and we are about giving it back. Hollywood Gives Back, Hollywood Unites, Stop Tour. Love you guys. Again, I'm Eric Zulli, a.k.a. EZ. And you can shadow me as well if you're looking to host or do social media or whatever I do. I will be speaking on the main stage at the Ascent Expo. If you want to know more information, you can go to ascentexpo.com and then click on the motivational speakers and everything like that. Thank you so much, guys. We love you guys. And tune in next week. Next week, I believe, and this isn't for sure, but a little birdie told me that Michael Beckwith might be joining us next week. So from the Agape Church, Dr. Michael Beckwith himself. So tune in, man. Do not miss it, and please keep following us. Turbo, love you, brother. Thank you so much for doing it once again.
Love you guys all. You guys have a wonderful weekend. And you know what? You got to dance. Wait a minute. You got to dance. Oh, no. Easy way.
Got to dance. All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll catch you guys next week. Easy Talk Live.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.